The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers are 2-3 in conference play and 4-4 overall. Indiana visits Rutgers on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll open up the call for questions.
Yeah, thank you. It was good to get a win last week. It was tough. Played well enough in some areas. Got a lot of improvement needed as we move forward, and it'll be a very tough challenge traveling to Rutgers for a game Saturday. They've played well the last few weeks, and they had a week off, so it'll be a very strong challenge. Getting happy with the victory, a lot of things to work on, and a tough game moving to Rutgers on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Yeah, Kevin, after getting to a bowl last year and for where you want to take the program, four games to play, you need two wins to get back to bowl eligibility. I guess, where is that on your radar as far as how vital that is for just kind of the direction?
Great question. We discussed that with our team because I think in speculation, everybody looks at what they think are games you can and can't win, what you should and shouldn't do, who you should have beaten or didn't already, what the future holds. We just are talking. We've never had a goal since you've been here to be a bowl team. Our goal was to get better each day, get better each week, and to win as many as we could and put them together. And so we're not pointing and stressing that. We're pointing to Rutgers, who, again, has had 2 weeks to play. Played extremely strong on the road at Minnesota the last time out. And we're just talking more about the week in this game than what the season upholds, because to me it's how you do each week adds up the season. And we're looking more at the day and the process and the week than the bottom line of what the season could be at the end. At the end it'll be what it is, but we can't worry about the end if we don't take care of it day by day.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. You have a follow-up from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Yeah, Kevin, you'd mentioned that you had talked kind of with the team a little bit about, you know, what the rest of the season might hold. I guess, are you concerned that the guys are hearing noise about that then?
Oh, everybody does. I mean, everybody's got Twitter. Everyone's public record. Everyone's open. Everyone talks. You know, tonight comes the playoffs. Who's in and out the rankings? It's just so everybody, you know, the kids, that's why it's so hard, I think, in sports for so teams to consistently play well. There's so many voices, so many influences, and at the end it just comes back to you need to prepare each week and be ready to play and to play for quarters and to make and do the things it takes to win, the necessity to win. I that's not here. I think that's every kid, every sport, every level of sport. That's why I think it's so hard for people to repeat. It's how do you – you can't eliminate the noise, but where do you keep your focus on? And our focus, since we've been here, has never been we're going to be a bowl team. That wasn't a goal this year. It wasn't a goal the first year. We'd like to be that and more than that. But the real goal every day was getting better, and then game weeks, putting weeks together to have good weeks to get victories. If you get enough victories, you get bowl eligible. If you have a lot of victories, you get bigger and better bowls. And so I think our guys know the process, but to me, noise is a part of the life of all athletes and all students and shoot all coaches. And so bottom line, it's as you deal with that, how do you just keep the main thing? And that's the process of preparing and leading your program and your coaches coaching, your players playing, your team coming together and playing a good team and playing on the road. And so there's a lot of things going on. And to me, that's nothing new. That's always been the message. But I think sometimes because we've floundered in years past for so many years, everybody makes that a bigger deal here than I've made it. My bigger deal is to make every day the best day, make every week the best week, and keep moving forward so you can win as many games as you can. And that's always been our process here.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.